Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. In 1923, Miss Mary E. Dickey took her students to see the fair in Sacramento. A group of 6 adults and 9 children set out in September from the Kenyon School in Siskiyou County, California, in Mr. Bibbins' screenside vehicle, an early type of van. Travel was slow on the unimproved mountain roads. When a tire went flat, the children piled out to explore. One of their discoveries was an electric railroad line built in 1910. A fence kept the children from getting too close. When they reached Sacramento, they looked for a place to camp for the night. Dickey took the 2 eldest students, 8th graders Elsie Bibbins and Nolan Pearson, to a private home where she was able to rent rooms. The rest of the group camped outside. The next day, the students and chaperones went to the fair, where they were greeted by an old miner and his donkey. They also toured the state capitol and Sutter's Fort. As a graduation present, Dickey took Elsie and Nolan to lunch. In gratitude, Mrs. Pearson reduced Dickey's room and board bill at the Pearson home that month from $40 to $20. Today's episode of As It was written by Gail Fiorini Jenner, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.